You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
And Dean Latto joins us from Pines Power Sports Marine. Dean, gosh, summer is winding down. People have really been out on the lakes and doing their fun stuff on the weekends. But, you know, with winter around the corner, time to get things serviced, time to get it tucked away for winter. What should people know?
You know what? It was an awesome summer. I mean, people had more spare time. They were out on the water. They were having a lot of fun. And a lot of guys got more hours on their stuff this year than they have in a lot of years in the past. And yeah, you know what? It's coming. Kids are going to head back to school. We got to get the summer stuff put away so we can turn our attention to the next season. But, you know, people are always asking, geez, what do I look for, you know, in our Sea-Doo products or our Evinrude outboard products? And the Sea-Doo Jet Drive is actually a very simple drive system as far as the maintenance goes. But there are some things that do need to be inspected. And of course, it is a four-stroke, so there is oil in the crankcase, much like your car. It's not, you know, it's not very different than that. And then there's an electrical system, which is very, very important as far as making sure that it's up to specs, whether that's a good battery, a good set of spark plugs, and obviously the stator is producing what it needs to. So all of this kind of stuff, and you book a winterization appointment with us, we will go through a complete checklist on the machine. You know, make sure we get the oil fresh into the engine right now, so you got fresh oil on the crank all winter. Give the entire system a real good check. Make sure it's up to snuff and what it needs to be. Reprogram the software, and then we will winterize the unit, take the battery out. So essentially, when you take that thing home, you are ready to basically, in the spring, charge up your battery, reinstall it, fire it up, and head straight back out to the lake.
How important is it to get this winterization done?
Well, you know, in a Sea-Doo specifically, the engines are cooled by coolant, much like your car, but the exhaust system is cooled by lake water. So there is lake water running through the entire exhaust system. So A, knowing how the system works, but B, making sure we blow the water out, get some coolant in those low-lying areas to make sure that, because we're taking aluminum with rubber, with plastic, that exhaust system has a whole bunch of different things in it. And you want to make sure that gets done, because worst case scenario, freezes up over the course of the winter, it cracks an aluminum part or something, and you don't find out till you're back on the water in the spring and you've got bigger issues and now we're in a panic to get it fixed.
Yeah, not everybody has a heated Quonset or barn they can keep things in. Any recommendations for people that, well, they just need to kind of park it out behind the garage in winter?
You know what? You really need to, first of all, take the battery out. We see lots of guys still leaving the batteries in, but you got to get the battery out in a warm location. You do have to do some fogging of the cylinders. You kind of got to blow some stuff out the back. And a lot of YouTube videos are available on how to do this. The Evinrude engine, outboard engine, as an example, does it itself. There's a great YouTube video on that done by Evinrude themselves. But the Sea-Doos can be done at home. It's, you know, certainly information that is in your owner's manual and stuff. But as far as getting that oil changed and making sure the software is up to date, we definitely recommend bringing it to us at least every couple of years. Make sure that stuff gets done. And then at least you're ready come the spring, peace of mind, to know that you can get back on the water and enjoy that power sport like you want to.
And I guess another benefit of people bringing it in for their winterization is that, you know, your service people, your mechanics, they know what to look for and they can see things that might be an issue that you as an owner didn't even know about.
Exactly. And you know what? We know how big an issue it is. We have lots of guys that bring it in and, geez, I heard something go through the impeller and the wearing and all the rest of it. And you know what? If we take it apart, look at the wearing, geez, maybe we can save the impeller, double check the boots okay when the stuff went through, and end up saving quite a bit of money as opposed to letting the impeller maybe be a little bit off kilter and the vibration causing bigger issues. So we can touch it up a little bit right away, make sure in the spring you're ready to go. So yeah, we specialize in jet drives for Sea-Doos and obviously Evinrude outboard motors. So, you know, we know what to look for. We know where the issue may or may not be cropping up. So we can definitely try to make sure it doesn't happen for you.
And, you know, as the temperature changes, the weather's changing, people getting back to work, back to school, what do you recommend people do as far as booking an appointment? What should they do?
You know what? Give us a call. We're always about a week or two out as far as the appointments. And how we do it is you drop it off Monday and we get it back to you by that following weekend. And we do have Saturday pickup and drop off, which is really convenient in this part of the world. So you can drop it off Saturday. We do it that following week. You can coordinate whether you're maybe storing at the lake, picking it back up and taking it to the lake. We can handle that. We're open 9 to 2 Saturdays for drop-offs and pickups. So our customers really appreciate that.
Dean Latto, Pines Power Sports Marine.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.